Today we focus our attention on passing on the truths of God's Word through the gift of music. Please turn to hymn number 180. We'll sing the first four stanzas like this. Verse 1 is everybody. Verse 2, women. Verse 3, men. Verse 4, everybody. Got that? 1 is everybody. 2 is women. 3 is men. 4 is all. We'll remain seated for this. Now, if you look across the page at hymn 179, next to the tune of Silent Night, this particular melody is probably the most widely known tune associated with Christianity in the world today. It is a good hymn for children. It is a good hymn for adults. It directs us, first of all, as you remember from Sunday school and Bible school and other things, to the Scripture, that we know nothing about Christ and his love for us unless we have that book. It also directs us to his means of grace. Again, that we don't look to ourselves for our salvation, but that we look totally to Christ. Children, of course, are sponges, aren't they? Think of it. 4 years of living and they learn a foreign language during that time. They learn how to walk. They learn how to eat and take care of themselves, hopefully. All of that without spending a nickel on tuition. It's quite amazing. So, likewise, with the hymn text that we sing to the children, we need to be aware that their brains are developing and that they are perhaps not capable of grasping every concept in the same way that we who are so old and so wise can grasp those concepts. But those are indeed the days when the sponges need to absorb the liquid so it sticks with them for the rest of their lives. Another good thing about this hymn is that it doesn't sugarcoat things. Good children's hymns talk about death. Just like the good hymns that we sing. Because that's sort of the great thing, the great moment we look forward to. And children can grapple with that too, just as we can. So let's stand and sing 179. next to 186. I'm directed, obviously, as you see, to parents and to those in authority to make sure that children are taught the truths of God's Word. And this particular text comes to us from the time of the Lutheran Reformation. You see, it's a 16th century chorale text. The tune, however, is an American tune that comes to us from the time of the camp meetings, especially as they took place in Kentucky and Tennessee and places like that. It's kind of a haunting tune. I'll play through the whole thing once, and then please do your best. By the third verse, I know you'll know it.
Thank you.
And now please turn to 589. This hymn was composed by Martin Luther in 1541, so it was towards the end of his life. It was past so many of the great days of work and activity in the development of the early Lutheran Church and actually the Protestant Reformation. And this particular tune is drawn from a Gregorian chant melody, which Luther knew from his youth. He uses it a couple of other times as well. I think I've mentioned that before. But this one is specifically identified by him as a hymn for children. And I think part of the reasons for that is he was aware, or at least could see the potential for gathering clouds on the horizon in terms of where the church was at and what was going to happen. And of course, his understanding of Christianity was that it was always going to be persecuted and always going to be having to turn to God for help and sustenance. So this hymn plays a very, very important role in the life of our church. 589, Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word, and let's stand up. And we will conclude with this hymn.